Some complimentary sounds for this cool electronic. Okay! Oh, the podcast has started! Shit! Shit! One! Fuck! Two! One, two, three, four!
It's time for Celebrity Theme Song. Writing songs about celebrities. It's time for Celebrity Theme Song. Writing songs about celebrities. Celebrities!
Hey! Welcome to another episode of Celebrity Theme Song with your boys here at Lou Burger, Huey Stonefish, Alex Lewis.
Hello.
And I'm Keith Habersberger.
We have a very special guest today.
We sure do.
Oh, he's so talented. He's so wonderful. He's our friend. He's your friend. His name is Drennan Davis.
Hey, guys.
No.
Welcome to Celebrity Theme Song. Writing songs about celebrities.
Drennan Davis.
And DJ, yeah.
Yeah! Not only did you show up ready to talk and create a song about a celebrity, you showed up with a whole little table full of fun toy tools.
And a DJ.
And you've got your own microphone.
Yeah, would you like to introduce DJ Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I have a DJ. His name is DJ Yeah.
Yeah!
He's just, he's usually, I just bring him around in case my jokes suck.
Yeah!
Which is quite often.
Yeah!
But that's
what a blast.
Okay. Yeah. I brought a bunch of weird stuff. I brought this vocal thing. It's just it's so I can loop things, or I can if I want to like add some harmony.
That's so cool.
All. I know.
Yeah. So you guys should get these, and then you don't have to hang out with each other anymore.
It sounds good.
That's what I was thinking, actually.
Yeah. It's time to get rid of these two geezers.
Want that one. That one.
It's a cool one.
That one looks fun. I'm very into those effects.
Yeah.
But for our audience, maybe our audience isn't familiar with you. Alex, you guys have been friends for a while.
Long time.
Give us some of his accolades.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, yeah, we've been friends since probably about 2011, I'd say.
Like a decade or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Decade.
We studied at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater together, and then you know, as two musical comedians in Los Angeles, we found each other and became friends and would play shows together. Drennan has done some really awesome stuff. He's had his own cartoons on MTV. Am I right about that?
Wow.
Yep.
He was with us on Bring the Funny, actually.
Yeah. What a fun show.
He had a great time on that. He was, were you a semifinalist or a finalist on Last Comic Standing?
Semifinalist.
Semifinalist on Last Comic Standing. He's got a fantastic special that, how do you watch it now? Because it was on.
I am putting clips up online. So you can just like, if you find me on TikTok or whatever, I put the stuff up. No one seems to be telling me to take it down, so that's how I'm doing it right now.
Excellent. And, you know, he's got some really great stuff. He's been on Conan. He's amazing. Drennan Davis is very talented.
Woo!
And amazing.
Yeah.
And so is DJ, yeah.
Yeah.
How's everything going? Let's catch up with you.
What's new? We've heard about what you've done.
Yeah.
But what are you doing and what's going on?
Yeah.
And how are you emotionally?
Emotionally, I'm good. That's a great question.
Thank you.
It wasn't always good.
Sure.
You know, the last couple of years. We don't need to talk about that too much. But it's been a lot better now. I got like, I'm working on some fun projects. I got real into puppets. I moved into this, like, during the pandemic, I moved into one of Jim Henson's old warehouses.
Wow.
Where you like first started.
That's cool.
Moved in?
Yeah,
like
it was like
huge,
it's really close to here, actually. It was like one of his first studios that he used for like, he used to do a lot of commercials and stuff.
And you live there?
I couldn't tour, so I was like, I just want to find, you know, a place where I can just shoot a bunch of crazy stuff.
That's so cool.
And it was too big. I lost my mind a little bit. Got some cats. They became internet famous. So now I'm, you know, trying to figure that whole thing
out. Your cats are in it? Hold on. Who are
your
cats?
Yeah, if you
I gotta look up these cats.
You're gonna love his cats.
Dub them saying things a lot.
What's the name of the cat page?
It's just my TikTok, Drennan Davis, and it's the only thing that people care about anymore.
I mean, it's a good thing. So, wow, look at these biscuit boys.
They're so cute, and he takes them on walks.
Oh yeah, yep.
You got some cute boys. You got two. I have one that looks like your black and white cat, and mine's name is Alfred.
Oh nice.
But I love a good. orange cat.
Yeah.
I love a good yellow tabby.
Well, I researched cats for a long time, and I found out that orange boys particularly are like the most friendly. And I wanted to have cats that like didn't run away from people, basically. Mm.
Right.
Yeah, so I just started like making stupid things. Boys.
I feel
them.
So lied to by Garfield now.
Right? Yeah, Garfield is that's not really a personality that orange cats have.
No.
I just feel like with animals, I just don't want to think about or have to deal with the dick. And that's a big barrier of entry for me with male animals.
You don't really have to deal a lot with a cat's dick.
Really?
Let me tell you.
What's the situation?
It will lipstick if it gets humpy.
No,
but
even
you're
just
not going to see it. I promise you.
You saying that brings me so much disgustion.
How was I supposed to describe
it? I've never seen my cat's dick.
I brought it up.
I have never even seen a cat.
Yeah.
Dick.
Okay.
Yeah, I've only seen Alfred's dick.
What?
Here's
God.
Why.
Why did I bring this up?
He was neutered late, and that's a typical thing. If you neuter a cat late, they've already developed their humping, their sex drive, and they hump, and they can't learn not to hump.
Oh,
so,
God.
but you know, he doesn't. He isn't like, hey, Huey, look over here. You're only gonna see it if you bother him, you know,
so sexually.
Mid-act.
My cat. I've never seen my cat's dick, not once. But I
no. Just to be clear,
no,
not even once.
No, but so he was having some problems because we were fostering kittens. And he started. It's really not that.
Started
gross.
Talking about his dick.
Started having
time.
Peeing
he started jacking off.
Started peeing crystals.
Yeah, he started he had pee crystals. So we had to figure that out, and we took him to the vet, and they said if he didn't stop having pee crystals, the only alternative option we had was to surgically remove his penis.
That's what I would prefer. That's what I would prefer. Yeah.
I would never prefer for anything.
Would you just have like a catheter in the whole?
No,
a
it just.
Catheter?
It would, oh come on!
Oh,
that's come on! No, but it would make his urethra big enough to
just be
pass
God.
The crystals.
God,
cool. I think that's cool.
Oh,
science is cool. But anyway, trust me, cats aren't in the business of showing you their wiener like the way the dogs are.
Okay, definitely not.
Cats are very private. They don't even like you to watch them poop.
No,
right. Like they typically cats like their like the door of their litter box to be facing a wall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even kidding. They really are quite private creatures.
My cat sort of will stare at us while he's taking a dump.
That's funny.
This is the face he makes.
If you're only listening to this and not watching the video, Alex made a very concerned brow furrow.
It was a poop face.
It was a poop face. You probably made it yourself.
And he decided to look at me for whatever reason. But, yeah.
You're the guest.
Yeah, you're the guest. You get all the attention. So you said you moved into Jim Henson's old warehouse.
Yeah, I did it for about a year. And then I'm living in a house now in the most suburban area of LA, I feel like. But yeah, it was
Hollywood.
No, it's in Gardena, but,
Wow.
Yeah. It's,
that is suburban.
It's so suburban. Like, did you guys ever play Paperboy?
It feels like
level one of Paperboy. There's like nobody out. Every once in a while you see a dog.
Wow.
And that's about it.
That's nice.
Pristine yards. But yeah, this warehouse was, I just got real into my cats. I had so many extra studio rooms. I made an entire cat city.
Wow.
That just like, it's stupid.
That sounds amazing.
It is. It's pretty amazing. And I think it's kind of what made them blow up on the internet.
Have you had to take them to any like pet conventions or anything yet?
No, and I won't.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. No, they would not enjoy
the
that.
Paycheck start pouring.
Yeah, right. They wouldn't enjoy it, but you might.
Now, cats don't like crowds.
Nah.
Typically. So you lived there. While you were there in the warehouse, I'm very interested in the warehouse because it's like cool. Did you find there any treasures or trinkets of days past?
Well, it's been a lot of things since. So it was like before I moved in there, it was a whatchamacallit, prop house.
Oh,
wow.
So there was like a lot of weird stuff left behind. I found like bones.
No shit.
Like human bones?
Yeah, like. All different kinds of bones. Bird bones, animal bones, just weird shit. But yeah, there was a couple of puppets. I don't know if they were his, because there was also a marionettist that was in there at one point.
Whoa.
That like made so
and made haunted marionettes for you. To
they're all haunted, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh yeah. That's I mean, marionettes are kind of
spooky.
The creepiest of the puppet world.
Hard to puppet them as well.
Yeah,
they're
seriously.
Very challenging. I did some puppet work in college, and I never got the hang of those.
No, me neither.
They're tough.
No, my comedy special was at Bob Baker Marionette.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
And I had a bunch of marionettes, and it's so hard, and it's just I don't know how it must take years before they look good. They don't look creepy, you know. But yeah, I got real into puppets. I was doing like a lot of short stuff for educational, and now I'm working with some Sesame Street people on some fun pitches and
sick.
Yeah, and then DJ Yaz is like an actual DJ now,
yeah!
Which is really weird.
Wow, cool. He's like
he gets booked as an actual DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
Without you?
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah, I like EDM festivals and shit.
That's hilarious.
So
though.
I had to like learn how to DJ. But no, not with.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I could have somebody else do it.
So
he's
funny. So we just want DJ Yaz.
That's called IP. You know, growing.
Yeah, totally.
You don't really need it to be you.
No, that's what I'm kind of interested in with, like, kids shows and bands. Like,
yeah.
If they're not real people, I can just hire other people to go do the touring.
Yep.
You know,
that's how they do it.
Yep.
Just create a character.
Yeah.
Let other people be that character.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know if you do want to talk about Jim Henson. It was one of the people you brought to us, but I feel like because you actually. You were in the same space as
I
think it's cool, and you don't look totally dissimilar.
True. I know.
Yeah, you got the beard.
Yep. A little disheveled looking. Probably talks to.
You're wearing only green.
Yep.
Mm. Very Kermit move of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And I have been listening to this audiobook about him. It's more on like his business side and how he was like just so good at like marrying his artistry side with his business side and not ever making it feel like it's
commercial.
A commercial sellout move. Yeah.
Can the title of this song be Sleeping with Jim Henson's Ghost? Anyone else getting those vibes?
Wow. I mean, I'd love that. I don't know why that would be his theme song.
I don't know. You lived
I'm
in his house.
You know?
Let's write that down.
What if Jim Henson's properties speaks to you the most? Like, because I love
you
got the Muppets, you got Dark Crystal, you got Labyrinth.
Well, I mean, I grew up watching so much of The Great Muppet Caper, which I think is my favorite one. I mean, it's got John Cleese in it.
Yep.
Just so many funny parts in that one. I think it's kind of rated as the best one too on
The Caper.
Yeah.
The Great Muppet Caper, of course.
But yeah, I mean, I guess that and then the show, just the original 70s show.
Show is dope.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been rewatching that, and I don't know if you guys have noticed, but they get like some warnings at the beginning of some of them. Like, it's like this is maybe a little insensitive. Now.
Oh yeah.
I'm
a lot of those
that.
Old shows.
I believe it.
Even his commercials. If you look at all the Jim Henson commercials from back in the day,
Warfare. Violent.
Yeah, they're super.
Oh, they're
violent.
So funny.
Yeah.
Like he did a coffee.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, the coffee one's hilarious.
Yeah, like
no old thing like that is better than just the original puppet show or Muppet show pitch. Real.
Yes.
The pitch video.
Yes.
If everyone listening to this, you know, after this, just look it up. It's very Googleable.
It's called Sex and Violence, I think.
And it is the most excitingly fun tease of what would become the Muppets that we know.
Yeah.
And it's totally insane.
He only got into puppets because of commercials, basically.
Yeah.
It was just a way for him to make money. What I love about puppets is how stupid they look.
Yeah.
It's a great comedy tool, you know. The dumber looking, the better. So, like, my favorites, I love Kermit and I love Beaker.
Sure.
And Gonzo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just take a step back and just talk just briefly about his early life so we know more about the man, even before all of this stuff, because we know that he did Fraggle Rock and Dark Crystal and Labyrinth and The Muppet Show and Sesame Street and all these things, and it's amazing. But where did he begin? Well, he was born James Maury, M-A-U-R-Y, Maury Henson.
Wow.
In 1936 in Greenville, Mississippi. Younger of two children, of Paul Ransom Henson, fun middle name, Ransom, an agronomist. Oh, his dad was an agronomist for the United States Department of Agriculture, so he's an agriculture guy.
Agronomist.
Agriculture economist, I assume?
Yeah.
Yeah! his older brother died in a car crash
Yikes.
In 1956, so that was, you know, when he was 20.
Yeah, they talk about that in the book and how that was probably a huge point in his direction as a you know, filmmaker.
Yeah, wow. He remembers the arrival of the family's first television as the biggest event of his adolescence. So when they first got their TV, it was like a huge thing. He was heavily influenced by a radio ventriloquist.
Radio ventriloquist.
Named Edgar Bergen.
That's
I'm sure you
awesome.
Know this. And the early television puppets of Burr, Tilstrom on Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. And Bill and Cora Baird. All these things obviously make no sense. You've never heard of them, but I'm hovering my mouse over it, and there's some goofy-looking puppets. So basically, he was influenced by early puppets that were on TV. He was a Christian Scientist for a long part of his life.
What is a Christian Scientist?
Do you know?
You know, I have some friends that grew up Christian Science that left once they had huge injuries. So my friend Grant grew up as a Christian Scientist, and he was a snowboarder, broke both of his legs on some like off trail.
Oof.
And they don't believe in going to the hospital.
That's right.
Whoa.
That's right.
So he was like,
not very sciencey. Yeah, it's me. That's probably one of the best science applications in medicine. Okay, so let's jump back. He began working for a TV station while attending high school, creating puppets for a Saturday morning children's show called the Junior Morning Show. He went to enrolled at University of Maryland in College Park as a studio arts major. He thought he might become a commercial artist. A puppetry class offered in his applied arts department introduced him to the craft and textiles and the courses of college home economics.
What year was this?
This was in 1960s when he graduated. So this is late 50s is when he's in college. You know, learning about thinking he knows he likes art, it seems, but he doesn't know where he'll be a commercial artist. And then he took a puppetry class through a home ec department.
Wow.
And then he graduated with a bachelor degree of science in home economics.
Wow.
He created Sam and Friends as a freshman, a 5-minute puppet show and for the local TV station. And they were forerunners of the Muppets, and the show included a prototype of Kermit the Frog.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he wasn't even a frog back then, though. Like, I mean, the first time I saw Kermit, I was like, that's a frog?
Right,
but I mean, it's because he wasn't a frog in the beginning. He was just kind of this weird...
green.
And then that show kind of blew up. Like, it was a kind of a hit, and it got him a bunch of other jobs. Like, Ed Sullivan started having him do little puppet numbers. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, he found Frank Oz when he was, like, 18. And he's like, you have something pretty cool. And like, so he was really good at like finding people too and like getting them on his side quickly.
Yeah.
So talk about cults. He was really good as a cult leader.
I mean, I think you kind of, if you're leading an art revolution,
it's
sort of culty.
Right? Totally.
And then, you know, it's cool.
I feel like
it's a good cult.
Cults are cool, guys. It's the right kinds are. Like you said, he did some work on TV shows, got a lot of network talk and variety shows, including Ed Sullivan Show, Steve Allen Show, and introduced him as Jim. He was apparently once introduced as Jim Newsom and his puppets. That's just a funny little fact.
That is funny.
He did the Wilkins Coffee Company commercials, which is what Alex was talking about earlier, and they mostly followed a similar formula. All of his things were two Muppets. Who would, you know, one would like the product and one would hurt him.
Yep.
Seems like that's how it all worked. It's like including being shot with a cannon, striking the head with a hammer or a baseball bat, having a pie thrown in his face.
Yeah.
And then you can see some of these. And then they found that, you know, selling things by, he was, I guess, one of the pioneers of selling stuff by making people laugh instead of just showing the goodness of the product.
Well, he also made
fun
of ads.
Which is every commercial now.
Right.
Mm. Every commercial is really about making you laugh.
True.
Yeah, it's true. And he was very meta on that too. He's always making fun of the form of ads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So in 1963, he moved to New York City where the newly formed Muppets Inc. resided for some time. So that's when he sold the rights to the puppets that he had made before for the coffee commercials away to the coffee company. And then he created the Muppets. And that was 1963. So pretty amazing. He developed it, obviously, with Oz, Frank Oz, and they created Bert and Ernie, Kermit and Miss Piggy. A lot of duos, which makes sense because he was doing so much duo work before, and I think that the classic structure with him and Frank Oz to be able to just do good.
I mean, such a great comedy duo, those two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to talk shit about what the Muppets and Sesame Street is now, but it just doesn't have the same soul.
No, it doesn't. You know?
I want to ask a question, but I want to reserve the right to not have everyone here be like, oh, you don't know the answer to that question?
Okay.
I'm going to play my card.
Good luck.
Where did the name... I know, obviously... Puppets. Obviously, puppets I know from? That. But where did the M come from?
Marionette.
No.
No?
I don't think he does that many marionettes.
No, he doesn't do marionettes.
I thought it was
often.
Because it was a combination of the puppet and marionette.
Shit on Alex for his response.
I always assumed it's because they were
you
sort
fucking
of...
fucking idiot.
How do you not know that, Alex?
I'm sorry.
I had always assumed it was because they were... it was either that they were monster... puppets.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's a good guess.
Because a lot of the first ones are sort of animagus monsters. Like, they were just sort of critters and creatures.
Yeah.
And or musical.
Musical. Oh.
Because they do so much music. Mm. So I always assumed it was one of those two things, or perhaps all of those things. Or maybe it was just because, like, puppet was too obvious.
Or maybe it's because I was right.
Was it marionette?
Yes. I've got the answer. Hold on. Let me look
it
up. Why is it called Muppet? The term Muppet was Jim Henson's creation. He combined the words puppet and marionette to give a new name to the puppet characters of The Muppet Show.
Wow.
They're not marionettes, though.
Okay,
they
I'm so impressed.
No, but the reason they have rods.
That's a rod puppet.
Well,
it's not a marionette.
Not
marionettes are...
Yep.
Keith, you don't want this division turned at you. You don't want it turned towards you.
We know differences in puppets.
It's because they're a cross between stick and hand puppets. That's everything I'm seeing online.
Stick and hand puppets.
It's on comic.
Should call them Stuppets.
Should call them Stuppets. So he obviously, after...
he would have gotten way bigger that way.
he creates Sesame Street. It's dope. It's obviously the coolest thing ever. I mean, he's just done so many cool things. I'm trying to get to, like, what are the... making the Rainbow Connection song.
Yeah, I was watching... I saw a documentary about Sesame Street recently, and he wanted to show just, like, sort of a lower... how do I put this?
Socioeconomic.
Lower socioeconomic area, but like how kids could still have fun in those areas and how it, you know, this is just a normal life.
I mean, he's the best. He was truly the best. Like, he had like such a great heart. He kind of like was, I mean, because he's pre-boomer era, and but he really kind of was one of the big guys that kind of inspired the whole hippie movement.
Mm-hmm.
He's incredible. Like, everything he's done, I think, is just, he's a genius.
Let's fucking write this song.
Okay, so things I've written down are just that, you know, well, first of all, I wrote down Sleeping with Jim Henson Ghost. I wrote down he was a filmmaker. He got into puppets for commercials. I wrote that Kermit was cut from the cloth of his family because that's a cute thing.
That's funny.
And it literally was made from a coat. I pitched the Muppets to All American Networks. But what is everyone's favorite thing about Jim Henson, either that we talked about or just in life? What are the things we love about
voices
him?
Voices are great. I don't know if people know this, but he's actually a very shy person. Like, he didn't really love doing stuff as him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he would always kind of bring puppets with him when he'd go on talk shows.
Yep.
And it was like, direct all your attention here. I don't want to. Yeah.
No, that's interesting. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
My favorite things are either Labyrinth, or I also love that... I think that his son directed Muppet Christmas Carol.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like the first thing that anyone had done with the Muppets after he died. Am I right about that?
I think that is right, yeah.
And there's like a couple of nice kind of like tributes in that to him.
It's a really sweet movie.
I love Muppet Christmas Carol. I think it's one of the best Christmas movies of all time. Whoops.
And the first guy that did the Kermit voice after he died, I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, Steve...
I can't.
Steve Whitmire. Kermit.
No. Steve Whitmire.
Steve Whitmire. And then they fired him.
Recently.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite thing is Sesame Street.
Yeah,
It was such a great show to watch as a child. Everything about it—the pacing, the comedy, the lessons, the diversity,
music.
The music—it was just a really good public television show.
Totally,
that was unlike anything else on TV.
It's also funny for adults too,
because it knows that kids are smart.
Mm. Yeah,
that's the truth.
They're not talking down.
When you make content that acknowledges that children have thoughts and opinions and can learn very quickly, it's good. It's when you think that kids are dumb and they need to be like handheld through every single thing, it's when it's sort of boring. But like Sesame Street, like, you know, they dealt with death on the show.
Yeah.
And they knew that they could because kids can understand it.
Yeah.
It's a little tricky, but they can. And you could, there are ways to like teach every lesson and like acknowledge that, like, oh, some kids don't have parents. It's like, how do you tell that to a kid? Like, well, you tell it to them through a big old bird who also like has his own emotional troubles. I just loved Sesame Street. It was like a big part of my growing ups.
A lot of people don't know this, but that actually was before the Muppets. Like,
I just read this. Yeah. I know. I just literally read it on this Wikipedia article. It's like it says it was 1969 and Muppets were 1973, I think.
Wow. Such a great show, though. It's really, I mean, I think it would be hard to do a kid's show like that now just because there's so much pressure for kid's shows to have like a curriculum and stuff. And Sesame Street wasn't always trying to teach you. It, like, sometimes it'd just be Cookie Monster doing a disco song about cookies.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like that's a nice thing to have, you know?
Yeah.
Like, make it, keep it fun.
Give them a break.
You know? And there's ways of teaching, too.
What type of vibe are we thinking? I feel like we have this big old kit over here. We should do something cool with drums, and we can lay some pads over it or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can do that.
I can lay down a bed, you know, whatever.
Well,
bed.
I mean, I would say that what's great about Muppets is they do every genre.
Yep.
But they do feel classic
vaudeville.
They're vaudeville musicals, like, right? They're vaudeville. It's a vaudeville show.
Oh, for sure.
Vaudeville variety show. It doesn't have to be like the, like, we can play with it, but that's what I think. I think of classic musical stuff.
Totally.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, they did everything, though, like, especially those like 70s and 80s. They were, all over the place.
They did it all.
Yeah.
Because they're brilliant. Okay, so let's.
Maybe with like a modern twist, because we just got these great drum pad here.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what we can do. I mean, I can also beatbox. Like,
oh, nice.
Wow.
He does everything.
He really does.
It's time to meet Jim Henson.
So much as an artistic man, one half of famous duos that span the test of time. Jim Henson is one of a kind. Okay, we're halfway there.
That's great. That's great.
A fifth of the way there. Yeah, I'm trying to. I enjoy just he lived his life at the end of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a confusing lyric.
I like that.
Key
is
C.
And where does Labyrinth take place?
Labyrinth takes place in so it starts off.
Is it a planet?
It's, I think, just a different like universe.
Dimension?
It's not specified. It's like
somewhere else.
It starts off on planet Earth, but then
right. What was Bowie's name in that?
Jareth. Prince Jareth.
Yeah.
I'm Prince Jareth.
I'm super creepy.
Okay. Whoa.
He's fucking creepy as shit. I watched that
he
movie
is,
recently.
It's very odd.
And I
the whole premise
it.
Is really
I want
that
a
dance,
child.
That dance with her, it's
what's
all weird.
What is up with 80s like bad guys? They just always want children.
Give me the child.
Well, one, two, one.
From the city streets of USA to David Bowie's escapades, he made all of the characters that we love today. And then the chorus. Jim Henson, what a man to mention. As far as I got.
What
I mean, that sounds so Muppet-y.
Great.
Yeah, that sounds really great.
It's phenomenal.
Maybe we just go to F for that little B section.
F, C, A flat, G, 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 C. F and C. A flat, G, 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 C.
This is so fucking cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like DJ Yeah has to make an appearance in this song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
that could end the song.
He's a. I mean, I don't want to offend him, but he is a puppet.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
DJ Yeah!
Yeah!
I mean, that's a great way to end the song.
That is fun.
It's not easy being green. Maybe we could do it with some cool vocal harmonies.
It's not easy being green.
Jim Henson's a machine.
For me, you, the one for me. For moi.
It's not easy being green. Human is on the machine.
Grover.
It's not easy being green. Human is on the machine.
Shorty, shmurdy, moody, shmee.
Yes. That's great.
Okay.
Right. Okay, here we go.
This song flies.
He lived his life at the end of his hand, accomplished so much as an artistic man. One half of famous duos that span the test of time, Jim Henson's one of a kind. From the city streets of USA to David Bowie's escapades, he made all of the characters that we love today. The Skeksis and the pigs in space, monsters that perform on stage, and chickens who are married to Gonzo the Great. Jim Henson, what a man to mention. And I'm guessing that when you think of Henson, you're filled with happiness. At least that's what I reckon. He taught lessons from a giant bird with education oft absurd and coffee boys that get in. Jim Henson does it all. He made a sexy pig who wants to fuck a frog, an unfunny comic bear, a piano playing dog, a monster in a trash can, a band that wants to groove, man. And he made Kermit the Frog ride a bike.
Ride a bike.
It's not easy being green.
Jim Henson is a machine.
Pretty smirty me.
Take it, DJ, yeah.
Jim Henson, what a man, a legend! Jim Henson is one of a kind.
Yeah!
Yeah! I don't know if we'll do it any better.
I mean,
that.
I feel like that's great.
That was great!
That was a celebrity theme song. Wrote a song, wrote a song about celebrities. That was a celebrity theme song. We wrote a song about celebrities. Celebrities!
Yeah!
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Drennan. You were a treat. So much fun.
Thanks for having me. This was really fun.
Yeah, man, such a
so
fleshed out song that we did there.
Yeah,
with all
it was
so many layers.
Muppety, too. It was perfect.
It felt like it could have been an outro to The Muppet Show itself.
Totally.
Drennan, do you want to plug anything?
I mean, just go on social, TikTok, Instagram, all that. And
you're just Drennan Davis?
Stuff.
Yeah. At Drennan Davis?
Drennan Davis.
At Drennan Davis. That's an O after the two N's.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Well, follow Lou Berger, follow I Had a Thumbtack, Huey Stonefish, and Keith Habs.
Yeah.
And that was a great episode.
That was so great.
Celebrity!
Yeah!